usually take roll call first, so we will do that first. And then I'll get into more of the other things we're gonna be talking about tonight. Calling the meeting in order. Roll call Felicia.
Yes.
Catherine.
Here.
Linda.
Here.
Angie.
Yes.
Erin.
Here.
Melissa.
Here.
Okay. So. There's seven board members. We usually have nine. One is sick. And the other one is stuck at parent-teacher conference tonight. With her being a teacher, she's gotta stay there. So she'll be there. And I don't know if she'll be able to make it back then. I think what I'm gonna do at this point is just turn it over to Amy, our director.
All right, if anyone wants to speak after I read the decision, there is a sign up over here. For anyone who wants to talk after. I wanted to just say good evening, everyone. This decision was prepared by myself.
Could I get you to talk a little louder, please?
Oh, I can use this, actually. All right, can you hear me?
Yeah, I've got it.
All right, good evening, everyone. This decision was prepared by myself. My name's Amy Hopkins. I'm the director of CPO. The decision was made with the input from the staff librarians and myself, Kate Spears.
Hello.
Samantha Nichols and Sadika Sala. Some requests for reconsideration forms were submitted by Lauren Benoit challenging these four books over here. If you want to take a look at them, please do so. I've got them right over here. The first one is Pink is for Boys by Rob Perlman. My Awesome Brother, a children's book about transgender acceptance by Lisey Francis. Jack Not Jackie by Erica Silverman. And Uncle Bobby's Wedding by Sarah Brannon. I've got all these books displayed for you. I've included some awards received and some reviews from some magazines and journals. According to these book challenges, this is the direct quote. My request is for any LGBTQ themed material to be removed from the children's section of the library. I do not want my children or any other children to see these types of materials in the children's section. I simply would like the board to remove LGBTQ themed books from the children's section of the library. CPL can't judge books under such a wide-ranging request. We have thousands of books in our children's room. If we were to use the example of this particular book, Pink is for Boys, which is a book about colors, and that colors are for everyone, then we would have quite a job on our hands. I want to be as clear as possible. Mrs. Benoit is not asking CPL to ban these books. She is asking that we place them where they cannot be accessed by children under 13 or 8th grade. As you can see from the display, these four books were clearly written for young children. In addition to the decision for these book challenges, I would like to address two points that Mrs. Benoit laid out in her presentation to the board last month. The first addresses censorship. Mrs. Benoit believes that where children are concerned, the rules of censorship, quote, do not apply. This is false. Libraries have a responsibility to provide information for a wide variety of users, and this includes children. First Amendment rights are for them too. We also have a responsibility to not let our personal feelings interfere with our obligation to serve all of our taxpayers. As a public institution, libraries cannot discriminate based on race, religion, age, background, or views. There are some instances where First Amendment protections do not apply. These include obscenity, fraud, child pornography, speech integral to illegal conduct, defamation of character, speech that incites imminent lawless action, speech that violates intellectual property law, true threats, and commercial speech as advertising. For those in the community that are concerned about unattended children viewing objectionable or alternative materials, we have an unattended child policy where children ages 8 and under must be accompanied by their parent, guardian, or responsible caregiver. We, as a public institution, do not act in the place of parents. While patrons and parents are free to reject for themselves or their own children materials of which they do not approve, they cannot exercise this right of self-censorship to restrict the access, the freedom of access for others. No one has the right to make rules restricting what other people use or to make decisions for other families. The second addresses the accusation that CPL is pushing the LGBTQ agenda by simply displaying these materials. This is absolutely false. CPL creates displays in every area of our library with the only agenda in mind to inform the public of what is available to them. The accusation that we are trying to, quote, indoctrinate the children of Centralia by attempting to familiarize them with these controversial themes is insulting at best and defamation at worst. What people fail to realize is that most of the time, there are real people who have feelings in the direct path of your accusations. If there is proof substantiating this claim, I would like to see the evidence. This is another example of free speech, and whether we like it or not, it's the law of the land. The Centralia Public Library strives to be a place where everybody feels welcome and accepted, regardless of race, religion, ethnicity, gender, social, or political views. Our entire society benefits when libraries uphold the right of access to information. Now, all patrons, regardless of where they live, if they live in our library district or if they don't, are always encouraged to fill out material request forms for specific items or subjects they would like to see in our collection. This is the absolute best way for us to know what you want. Okay, I'm going to read the library's decision. The staff librarians and myself, the library director, have read each challenge book and have concluded that they do have value and are appropriate to include in our children's collection. There is no content which would constitute removal or reclassification into another area of the library. They will stay in the collection as long as they are relevant, circulating, which means being checked out, and meet the criteria spelled out in our collection development policy. Although there will be some that disagree with our decision, I hope it's clear that we've given it a great deal of thought and believe that it's in accordance with ALA guidelines, that's the American Library Association, our collection development policy, and the core values of librarianship. All the documents that I referenced in this are located on the About page of our website.